Random House Audio presents The Amateur Marriage by Anne Tyler, read for you by Blair Brown. Chapter 1. Common Knowledge. Anyone in the neighborhood could tell you how Michael and Pauline first met. It happened on a Monday afternoon, early in December of 1941. St. Cassian was its usual pokey self that day, a street of narrow East Baltimore row houses, carefully kept little homes intermingled with shops no bigger than small parlors. The Gulka twins, identically kerchiefed, compared cake rouges through the window of Sweeta's Drugs. Mrs. Posniak stepped out of the hardware store with a tiny brown paper bag that jingled. Mr. Koska's Model B Ford puttered past, followed by a stranger's sleekly swishing Chrysler Airstream, and then by Ernie Moskowitz on the butcher's battered delivery bike. In Anton's grocery, a dim, cram-packed cubbyhole with an L-shaped wooden counter and shelves that reached the low ceiling, Michael's mother wrapped two tins of peas for Mrs. Bruneck. She tied them up tightly and handed them over without a smile, without a "come back soon" or a "nice to see you." Mrs. Anton had had a hard life. One of Mrs. Bruneck's boys, Carl, Paul, Peter, they all looked so much alike, pressed his nose to the glass of the penny candy display. A floorboard creaked near the cereals, but that was just the bones of the elderly building settling deeper into the ground. Michael was shelving Woodbury soap bars behind the longer left-hand section of the counter. He was 20 at the time, a tall young man in ill-fitting clothes, his hair very black and cut too short.